Now let me read verse 13 of chapter 25 of Acts. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came under Caesarea to salute Festus. Well, you see, the new governor's come into office, so the king comes over to visit him. You know, I have a notion these politicians, they work together, you know. They all belong to the same party. Now, will you notice, I'll read verse 14. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, there's a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. Now, you see, he stayed there quite a few days, by the way. He was there several days. And during that time, they ran out of conversation. You know, even a king and a governor are going to run out of things to talk about. And I think that in a lull in the conversation, Festus says, oh, by the way, I should tell you about a prisoner that we have here. It's an odd, unusual case. His name is Paul the Apostle. He was been arrested and was brought down here by Felix. And Felix left him over. And I don't know what to do with him other than now he's appealed to Caesar. And I'd like for you to know about it. Now, notice as they continue their conversation, at least Festus, he says, about whom when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. And that's Acts 25:15. Now notice verse 16. To whom I answered, it's not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. Now, I'd like to call your attention especially to this for the very simple reason that we think that Roman justice was not justice. Now, it went awry in the case of the Lord Jesus and also in the case of Paul the Apostle. But it was because of crooked politicians. It was not because of Roman law. Roman law was that, and we have it today, that no man can be sentenced to death until he's brought into the presence of his accusers, and that the thing they accuse him of be established. Now, that had not taken place in the life of the Apostle Paul. Now, will you notice verse 17? Therefore, when they were come hither without any delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought none accusation of such things as I suppose, but had certain questions against them of their own superstition, that is, their own religion, and of one Jesus which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And now you see what Paul has said to this man Festus. Why did he present to him? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now listen, verse 20. And because I doubted of such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved unto the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, thou shalt hear him. Now, Agrippa apparently had heard about Paul, and he wanted to hear him, and he wanted to know about the charge and wanted to know what Paul would have to say, so that they've arranged now for the meeting. Prophecies being fulfilled. He's going to appear before kings. Verse 23. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing, with the chief captains and principal men of the city, at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here present with us, ye see this man, about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem, and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself hath appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord. Wherefore I brought him forth before you, and specially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had, I might have somewhat to write. For it seemeth to me unreasonable to send a prisoner, and not withal to signify the crimes laid against him. Now, actually, the governor here, Festus, was on a hot seat. Here is a prisoner appealed to Rome, and the charge against him is one of crimes that he should die. But there are no crimes he's committed. What are you going to do with a prisoner like this? And so he's asked King Agrippa to help him out. And Agrippa wanted to hear him.